Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question. Today, we do have miscellaneous sports trivia. Hoping in the third segment to get a the Little League World Series winning coach from Florida. Hopefully, he'll come on in the third segment, but he's not on yet. So when we come back, we're going to talk some football, a little bit of baseball. And but the biggest story has got to be Joey Chestnut, 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. What do you think, guys?
Excuse me, he ate how many?
83 hot dogs in 10 minutes. It's the new world record.
That's disgusting. First of all.
I didn't see it. I just kind of looked at the highlights.
How's his cholesterol levels? How's his blood pressure?
He's done this for years.
Yeah, he's done this for years. He's not that overweight or as big as you'd think he is. And the guy that he faces, Kobayashi, is a little like 5'4 guy, you know, that weighs 120 pounds. And somehow, you know, he manages to fit, you know, 75 hot dogs in that frame. So...
Well, and that's the thing is, if you were to just pile it all up and look at it, you go, how can someone's stomach eat all the hot dogs and the, you know, the buns and everything? It's kind of crazy. And
your intestines go on for miles. You know that.
But, oh, yeah, that's true. But you know what, though, when you look at it, it doesn't look like he's not expanding himself that much. So anyway, you are listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at MortgageInvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments' exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit MortgageInvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to MortgageInvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowell. All right, guys, football season starting very soon.
Not for Ricky Pearsall. It's
no,
not starting.
No, that was going to be one of the things that bullet went right through his shoulder, didn't it?
No, it hit him in the chest.
Well, yeah, true. It hit him in the chest, but it was a little bit more towards his shoulder because it went all the way through and it missed all the vital organs.
Yeah, I mean, that part was incredibly lucky. And, you know, you look at how fate works. The 49ers signing Brandon Ayuk just days before their only real alternative at wide receiver gets shot. Now, if you're Brandon Ayuk, maybe you think to yourself, boy, if I waited a week to sign this, I'd have this 49, you know, I'd probably get a $60 million a year contract. What do you guys think?
I don't know, 4-year, $120 million. It seemed like they were going to hit their limit anyway. I hear what you're saying. It's like, a supply and demand thing. But if Ricky, you know, they would just get another receiver somehow.
They don't have anyone with his caliber on the roster. And they're betting a lot on Pearsall being a big part of their makeup for the next few years. But if they didn't have both Ayuk and Pearsall, then the 49ers, I think, would be, you know, in really, and Trent Williams. They still haven't signed him yet.
They still haven't signed him. Yeah, you know, he's been fined $4 million so far due to missed practices and the preseason games. But Ricky, actually, it's interesting because Ricky was hurt prior to the last month. So, obviously this is a different kind of hurt, but are they projecting? Is it still too early to figure out when he's going to come back?
At least four games out.
That's reasonable.
By the way, I would call him more than just lucky. I would call him extremely blessed. He was very close to dying, and he's going to be out for about four games. Furthermore, also, let's give credit where credit is due. The SFPD, one of the first arriving cops on the scene is a woman, and apparently she talked to Ricky, really gave him words of encouragement because he asked at one point, am I going to die? Now, if you're 21 years old, 22 years old, that's a scary, scary situation. So he said, no, you're not going to die. And the officer encouraged Ricky, You're tough. Be like you are on the field. And I was even told, which I find really interesting, Edward, and I'll say that I'll leave it at this, but I was told that the officer even said a prayer with him. So, I mean, I know that he's a person of faith, and, you know, it's a scary situation. I'm disgusted with my hometown in San Francisco. I could go on and on, and I don't know how you want to leave it at that, but it was a horrible situation.
Be mad at Tracy. Don't be mad at San Francisco. Be mad at Tracy. That's where the kid's from.
We came from Tracy, which is, for the audience who doesn't know, is probably, what, about 50 miles away?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. But the thing is, because San Francisco is a little bit too lax on things, especially down in Union Square, which is, you know, kind of the big shopping area. And this is, you know, broad daylight, apparently, right?
Kind of crazy. Absolutely broad daylight. Yeah, it's like Union Square in the middle of the day. Are you kidding me? I mean, a few blocks down, it's dangerous, but Union Square, for the most part, it's fairly safe. You know, when the mayor of San Francisco comes on and deflects and says, "Oh, this is the safest big city in America," I don't want to hear that. It's disgusting. Yeah. He's a San Francisco 49er. He's not a normal citizen. Okay. He is a professional NFL football player, and his safety is paramount, as is every citizen in that city.
Sure. I mean, and it's pretty brazen for a 17-year-old. They obviously, he's under 18, so they're not going to show his, you know, say his name or show his face. But, you know, Ricky's not a small guy. So it's not like, you know, I guess this guy wanted his watch really, really, really badly. But, you know, getting back to it, though, you know, because he's young, 4 weeks. I mean, that, you know, someone my age, it would probably take me about, you know, 4 years to get over that. But, he's really fortunate. It just went in and out.
It is the amazing. Board.
Yeah.
But of course, there's other teams in the league. And, you know, I myself and millions of other Americans are going to be drafting their fantasy football teams tonight. You know, if they didn't already on Sunday or over the weekend. So
how does that work? If let's say you did it before the shooting, what can you do?
Nothing. You just gotta. That's one reason why I never draft until after all preseason is over, and you know it's the very last second that you can, because you just never know who's going to cut their hand while they're slicing salami or step on a piece of glass while they're at the beach, or get shot while they're, just walking around Union Square. So
I remember many years ago in the, I think it was the early 80s or late 70s, Mike Ivey for the Giants had a really bad cut from a hunting knife. And it pretty much
cut his hand with trying to separate frozen hamburgers.
Yeah.
And he was trying to pry frozen hamburgers apart, and he cut his thumb really bad.
That's not as bad as
the one baseball player, I forget his name, who got a video game thumb from playing Nintendo all night long. Like when one of the Madden games came out and he was playing all night long and he couldn't play the next day because his thumb was sprained.
I wonder if Mike Ivey, I mean, he did it with some kind of a knife or something, but I wonder if they could do that in contracts, you know, that suddenly now, because these younger guys coming out, you know, are a lot more texting and video games and that sort of thing. Say, you know, you can't have a video thumb. We're going to make that an exclusion. You know, if you don't get paid, if you get video thumb,
it's Vinny Pasquinito.
Yeah. And by the way, we do have our guest on, Jonathan. You know, before we get into interviewing you specifically for the Little League World Series, this is just kind of a free for all sort of enjoyment. And you were, I saw you nodding your head about the fantasy football. Are you a big fantasy football guy?
Not anymore. I was when I was, you know, before I had kids. But to that point, you draft too early in the preseason. Your team could be done from the get.
Yeah. Is there any advantage to drafting early? But just you get players that other ones can?
No, it's just what some leagues do.
Yeah, just gets it out of the way. Honestly, it just gets it out of the way, and then you can, I guess, freely watch the preseason. But again, big things can happen to your star quarterback or your big-time running back, and then your whole entire team is decimated before the season begins.
Gotcha. And just before we go to break, I was looking at a little Yahoo Sports, and they were wondering if there's going to be a first-time Super Bowl winner. You know, the Lions, the Bills, Texans?
We haven't had repeat winners since, Mahomes has managed to do it. So, does he have what it takes to win a third championship in a row?
Go ahead,
Mike. Edward, yes. You know, there is something else besides the National Football League. It's called college football, for God's sakes. Yeah. I mean, top 25, same old, George is still the king. I just looked at the top 25, and to be honest with you, we got only five teams in the West in the top 25. I think Oregon is the highest rated team right now. But I'll tell you what, man, and I'm going to say this again. I'm going to repeat this. I tell you what, man. Yeah. How about them freaking USC Trojans taking care of LSU? Are you kidding me?
From the days of O.J. Simpson. Okay. Hey, guys. Okay, we're going to cut to our first commercial trivia question here. This is miscellaneous trivia. Okay, how many Division I NCAA football teams can you name that doesn't end in S and does not have a color in their name?
Come on.
I know. I've got six of them here. A couple of them are pretty
too early for something like that.
Doesn't
I know? Doesn't end at the end, but the thing is, you know, we only have 2 minutes at the end to do our outro, so I figured we'll do this one pretty quickly here. All right, that's our trivia question. How many Division I NCAA football teams can you name that doesn't end in an S and does not have a color in their name? All right, like can't have Stanford Cardinal because Cardinal's a color. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman and Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Jonathan Anderson, who we will formally introduce in the next segment. Trivia question number one. How many Division I NCAA football teams can you name that doesn't end in S and does not have a color in their name? All right, just start throwing names out, guys. Stanford. Anyone?
Stanford.
Okay, you ready? Notre Dame's Fighting Irish. Okay, doesn't end in S. University of Illinois Fighting Illini. The Navy Midshipmen. NC State Wolfpack. University of Nevada Wolfpack. And this one's a hard one. Marshall Thundering Herd. Yes. There may be some other ones, but that's a tough one. All right. So there, we got the hard trivia question out of the way.
Anything else?
I'm sure there's a lot, but we don't want to spend the whole time talking about this. Okay. You know what? A couple of weeks ago, I didn't get a chance to ask you guys about a private equity for sports teams. You heard about that? So it sounds like they may be opening it up for some private equity. I think the maximum they want to sell is 10%. You guys hear anything about that? You know, because you have the Green Bay Packers that are traded publicly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the you know, some of these private equities want to get into these sports teams, but you know, they got to be kind of careful. You don't want, you know, Wall Street running, so to speak, Wall Street running the teams.
I could see that. That makes sense to me. You know,
they got to come up with smart ways to raise money.
Go ahead, Russell.
They got to come up with more ways to raise money. They can't keep raising the price of beer, which are now like $21 at the stadium. So, you know, you can't do that. You can't raise parking. So, like, how else are you going to pay Trent Williams and the $60 million a year he's going to probably want to sign for, whatever he, you know, the guaranteed money with the NFL is, you know, getting back to that is becoming really outrageous. I mean, like Ayuk winds up with $75 million up front, you know, and where do you get that money? You know, other than raising ticket prices, and cable TV only pays for so much, you know, so.
But you can only raise ticket prices so high because, you know, people, it's a supply and demand thing, right? I mean, people are, you know, you could say, well, gee, why don't we make the tickets $1 million a piece? And we only have to sell like 10 of them, but people aren't going to pay that much. So, you know, at some point people are going to say, you know what, I'm just going to watch
Taylor Swift tickets recently.
Yeah. Yeah. How much were those going for?
If you have to ask, you can't afford them.
No, you know what? I hear that. And it's like, you know, it's like buying a car, right? And, oh, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. You go, no, I can afford any of that stuff. I just need to know how much I'm paying for it. That's all. Right? You know, it's like I ask people, like, you know, when people kind of get all wiggy about this stuff, I ask them, I say, could you afford $10 for a cup of coffee? Or, well, nowadays, that's actually not too unreasonable. I asked that 30 years ago. Okay, could you afford $100 for a cup of coffee? Yeah, sure. But would you spend $100 for a cup of coffee?
I don't like coffee.
What, you don't like coffee?
No, so...
I asked the wrong guy.
It all depends on your return on investment, right? Tell me it's a very good coffee, maybe I do it. Maybe I only do it once. Maybe I do it more than once. Yeah. But if you're just going to tell me $100 for coffee, I might not do it.
Yeah, wasn't there some kind of a drink that had like gold flakes in it? There's that, but I mean, there was another one that had like something really expensive in the drink itself, and it was like, you know, $200 for a shot of something. It's kind of ridiculous. All right.
Well, that's in Vegas, Edward.
Yeah.
That's in Vegas, had those drinks. Hey, by the way, I just got to say, my sister sends me a picture. She lives in the Bay Area in Danville, California. She goes, check this out. It was a picture of her smoothie yesterday on Sunday. $14. $14 for a smoothie. Are you kidding me?
Probably a whole meal. You know,
I don't know what the hell it was, but I'm not paying $14 for a healthy smoothie.
For one that's not healthy, maybe I will, but not for a healthy smoothie. Because of the taste of it. Hey, really quickly, Shohei Ohtani, he might be the first 50-50 man. Well, wasn't it that Canseco was the first 40-40 man? Right?
Yeah. I mean, did you see what he stole three bases yesterday against the hated Arizona Diamondbacks in their 11-6 win. But this guy is just, he's a freak of nature. He's so special. Yeah. He's a once-in-a-lifetime player. I believe that. Do you guys believe that?
Yeah, 100%.
I wouldn't say once-in-a-lifetime, but I'd say once in a couple of generations, sure.
Well, but 50 stolen bases, 50 homers?
That's pretty darn special. Yeah. Bo Jackson was like, he's still was him and Deion Sanders. I mean, there's definitely certain people who are just like, they're really, really special in their field.
Those are athletes. I would call them once-in-a-lifetime athletes. Ohtani might be a once-in-a-lifetime baseball player with what he can do. Like you said, he's putting up power numbers. He can put up speed numbers. And then, he's taking his year off from the mound, but he can throw from the mound.
Yeah. I mean, even it's funny because, you kind of have this sort of weird comparison with Babe Ruth because of the fact that he could, he pitched, but then they took him out because he was such a good hitter. They didn't want to have him pitch, for power and all that. And that was, 100 years ago, right?
So, right.
So, yeah, that's a lifetime. Right.
Hey, didn't Deion Sanders, and Jonathan probably does as well as anybody, we know he played football, we know he played baseball, but didn't he also run track for Florida State as well?
I would 100% say that he did, and I think Bo did too. Was he at Auburn?
Auburn,
so
yeah.
How many three-sport athletes are there anywhere? It's so rare, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah,
Deion, he was kind of, I think he was one of the last guys, but he was like the fastest man in baseball. I don't know. I think he still has the record, doesn't he?
I think he's the fastest man in football, too. I don't know. Did his 40 get broken, Deion's? Deion's 40 time in the combine was something like crazy. I think it's folklore. I don't know if they can say they needed a fish.
Yeah.
The only question now is, can the man coach? That's what everybody wants. There's some thoughts.
Motivate. I can tell you that. He can definitely motivate. I can tell you from last summer to this summer, I tried to watch a lot of Deion stuff because that man can speak to kids and get them to do a lot of things for him.
How old is his son? No.
Well, he's got two. He's got one, I think, that's a senior in college or, going through his fifth year, whatever. And then he's got the quarterback son who's, I think he's going into his third year now.
That's Shakur. Is that his name?
I believe so.
Yeah. He's fabulous. But, yes, Deion is an incredible motivator. But the question is, how good is he in X's and O's? I mean, obviously he has his other coaches delegating authority. But the question is, yes, what kind of coach is he? X's and O's, not a motivator. Yeah. That seems to be the knock on him right now.
But that doesn't have to. That might not have to be his job. If he's got the good OC and the good DC, then he's fine.
That's true.
Yeah. So still the buck stops with him. But you get people right. I mean, I keep thinking about like the Warriors when they had Mark Jackson. Great. Great basketball player, but for some reason just couldn't get his team to rally around him.
Is he a good evaluator of talent? Like, I don't know who drafted those guys. Was he a part of that process? Did he have that job or what? Because you could say he was a part of creating that. Couldn't get him over the hump, but.
Yeah, when I went to the introduction, I got invited to when they were introducing Mark Jackson as the coach back in, I think it was 2011. And so the team wasn't very good. And so Jerry West was there. And so I kind of teased Jerry West about, you better get your basketball shorts on because this team's going to need you. Of course, he was like 70 something years old at the time, but you never know about
one of the great athletes that we lost this year.
Yeah.
And, We've had a terrible series of people that we've lost.
I'd love to do a show on Mark Jackson sometime, because the way he was fired was so ridiculous and insane. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but believe me, there's far more to that story than anybody wants to talk about.
And yeah, has the word really did a bad job.
Has to do his faith. I'm going to leave it there.
Yeah. Well, then the Warriors hire Kerr, and you know, four championships later. So I don't think Mark Jackson would have accomplished that with the Warriors.
Probably not.
No. You don't know.
That's true.
You had Curry who was still battling his ankle problems, right? Yeah. You didn't know what he was going to turn out to be. And Mark, I think Mark was telling you they're the best backcourt ever, and he was letting them fly. Yeah. I know Kerr gave him more energy to just shoot wherever they wanted, but I don't know.
Also, you know, Curry was starting to come into his own. He's still really young in 2011. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our next commercial break here. We're talking miscellaneous trivia. And when we come back, we're going to formally introduce Jonathan Anderson. Mike's going to introduce him. It'll be a fun interview. All right, second trivia question. This is also a baseball one. What baseball player stole 123 bases, including 10 times stealing home, and had 13 inside the park home runs? So this one baseball player stole 123 bases in his career, including 10 stealing home 10 times, and had 13 inside the park home runs. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages, and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Elements Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all of South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's lumhotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman. We're going to introduce our special guest in just a minute, right after we do the trivia question. All right, what baseball player stole 123 bases, including 10 of them at home, and had 13 inside-the-park home runs?
I know the answer, but I'm going to let you guys go.
Okay, let's see. Do you guys know the answer?
No.
Jonathan, who was it?
It's George Herman Ruth.
George Herman Ruth. Yes, that is correct. Very good. Okay. And
this is my dad used to have all this stuff, man. He used to give it to me.
So Ruth had 10 inside the park home runs.
Yeah.
It was more the stealing of home. See, that's the one that gets you. You don't think he would steal home, but he did it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
The big man had some wheels. Okay.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, before he started hitting them out, he came right after that. Actually, he was just part of the last part of the dead ball era. So, you know, maybe instead of it flying out, kind of flew around. All right. Mike, you want to introduce our guest, please?
Yes, yes. Without further ado, we want to welcome in the reigning, the current 2024 Little League World Series champion head coach, the skipper, the manager, whatever other titles he goes by. Let's say hello to Jonathan Anderson, the coach of the Lake Murray, Florida Little League World Champions. Coach, welcome to the show, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world with our American Forces Network. And I'll tell you what, Jonathan, this run that you had is a thing that dreams are made of. Is that not true?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
So this is the first time that Florida has actually won it, right?
Yes, it's the first time that Florida has won the Little League World Series. They've been to the championship, but they've lost it, I think, the last 8 times.
Wow.
Okay, Jonathan, you're in Lake Murray. I lived up in the Jacksonville area. I'm out of town today, but I got to tell you, out of all the great, incredible baseball players and teams in the Sunshine State, you become the very first. That is an insane, really, statistic. Lake Mary finally wins one for the Sunshine State? Come on.
Right. I've said the same thing. It's insane to say that we're the first team from Florida to win the Little League World Series this long into it. I think they said it's 72 years. It's been around to say that we are the first team to do it. Mind-boggling. I mean, Jason Veritek was on the doorstep.
Yeah. You must have. I'm thinking, because you watch these games time and time again. You're only seeing so many of them on TV. I mean, there's had to be something really special about your players this year.
Yeah, I mean, we did it. We worked really, really hard, but you guys got to see it. We played 8 games. So we had depths when it comes to the bullpen and the arms, and we had bats. We had kids that could hit top to bottom.
Yeah. And in fact, didn't the last one go to extra innings?
Yes.
Yeah, that must have been so exciting. I bet you were more nervous than the kids.
Yeah, in that game I was actually kind of calm because we got so many runners on base. I knew we would get runs across and we'd be okay. That Texas game, though, that Texas game was a battle, and there was ups and downs. We took the lead, we lost the lead, we had to get it back.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly, wasn't there something really kind of special at the end with the it was Taipei, right? Who you beat?
Yes,
that is Taipei. Yeah,
yeah, and wasn't there some kind of special camaraderie between the teams?
Yes, if you guys watched, we won on a bunt. I, as the coach, I feel like the first baseman was probably supposed to stay, and the ball went down the first baseline, and the first baseman went for it. The pitcher grabs it and just throws it to first. And then there's nobody there.
Yeah. Right.
So we kind of, you know, we kind of win and we're celebrating for a second and the second baseman's devastated. So I walk over there and give him a hug. I know DJ goes and gives somebody a hug. Taraj goes and gives somebody a hug. Landon, there was a handful of kids that just started hugging the Chinese Taipei, the Taiwanese kids, just saying, you know, it was a great battle and somebody had to lose and it stinks, but you're still, you know, a champion. You're a great player.
That's so sweet to see that kind of that great sportsmanship. You know, you got to teach the adults that. It's a little hard, you know.
Right,
Jonathan. I got to ask you that sense of sportsmanship that you just talked about. Right. I watched the video last night, and if you look at it, when you're actually going through it, do you know exactly? I mean, here this team is devastated, but you and your kids are giving them hugs and really displaying what the Little League spirit is all about. At least it should be. I mean, have you looked at that video and have you said, wow, we actually did that? What great hearts do our kids have?
Yeah. But that, I mean, to me, that's what we do all the time at Lake Mary. Like we do that, or I always do that. So my players see it is that's what you do. There's a winner and a loser, and it hurts, man. Cause these kids want to win. These kids want to be champions. You know, they put a lot of pressure on themselves throughout the year. They think, you know, doing this could get them to be an all-star or a coach could win and become a coach on the all-star team and stuff like that. So there's a lot of pressure that all these kids and grownups put on themselves, and to not win hurts. It hurts anyone. But to win the ultimate game, the final game of Little League, my goodness.
Now, how does it work? You get a certain, like, was it by county, and you get the all-stars within the county become one team?
Yeah, it's not as big as, you know, not down here in Florida. Counties are huge, so it's not county.
Okay.
It's boundaries. So, like, I think we're consisted of maybe it's four cities. It's like Lake Mary, Sanford, Longwood, and I guess you would say, like, Wakaiva. Something like that. But yeah, it's certain boundaries that you have. There's roads or rivers or lakes that start to create.
How does the team get, like, who picks? Is it the all-stars? I mean, you pick because your team can only have so many players. So how does that work?
So we had our majors division, which is 10 to 12 years old, that had six teams in it, six teams of 12. So there's about 72 kids that you would say would be eligible for all-stars, and then you play out the season, and we have a board of directors that's about 20 people, 21 people, and they get a vote. They all get to vote for their what they believe would be the best nine players in the league. So you need to come out. You have to watch the games. Now, we do have Game Changer. We video stream the games, so if they can't make games, they can watch, but that's what it is. And then every coach – so we have six teams. There's a manager of each team, and then there's two assistant coaches, so then there's 18 coaches. They get to vote for their top nine. We tally up all the votes. The top nine players automatically make the team. And then the head coach, who gets nominated by the president, which happened to be me, he gets to finish off the team with the final three players. Or, you know, Little League, they let you roster up to 14, but with continuous batting order, you don't want to carry 14. Yeah. That would take forever to get back to the top.
And so how did you become the head coach?
I was the president of the league. I nominated myself. But I also... I do end up winning the spring season like a lot. Luckily, maybe, you know, Chase is on my team, that might help. JJ Feliciano was on my team this year, that helped, and Luis Callow. So I had three very good players that were already on my team. So it helped me win the spring, but I think you know, coming in with Chase and JJ, you know, two very good gloves in middle infielders. JJ's got a good arm. You're before a draft starts, you have a team that's, you know, better than most.
Jonathan, an important question, if I may ask, and tell me I'm wrong, but by the way, our guest is Jonathan Anderson, the winning manager of the Lake Mary, Florida Little League World Champions. I'm sure you love to hear that all the time. But Jonathan, is it not true that you guys were very close to going to the title game last year? And did you also have, four returning all-stars on this team? So not only did you have it, I mean, you had experience, and then you had experience. You can't beat that.
Right. So we were in the Southeast Regional Championship game, and we played Nolensville. We were undefeated, going into that game, Nolansville came out of the loser's bracket like we did in the Little League World Series. So, yes, we played Nolansville in the championship game last year of the Southeast Regional to go to Williamsport. And my son made the last out. He went down looking.
But yeah, returning Chase, players did you have? Did you last have returning year, players come out? The four.
You were right with the four. You had Chase Anderson, J.J. Feliciano, Landon Bono, and Jacob Bebo.
How many returning players for this next year? Because you got to be the defending champs.
Two. You have Christopher Chikadroff and DJ Miesis. So two very good players. Two very good players. And, well, you have those kids that didn't make the team that were on the cusp. They're going to be, they're working and they're going to be ready. So the plan is, right, you at least got to make it back to Williamsport. Let's see what happens. There was a lot of lucky breaks. So repeating is going to be incredibly hard, but you at least want to get back to Williamsport.
Who's done that? Who's ever repeated besides Taiwan?
Yeah, I would say I don't know. I don't know what leagues, right? There's a lot of repeating in there. There's a lot of Taiwan.
Yeah,
I think Hawaii's won a lot. There's just windows. You see, if you look on the board, there's windows of teams or countries that just continuously win.
Yeah, when I was younger, Hawaii, they never. I don't even think they had a team. but that sounded like in the last 15 years or something, they really came on strong. I remember Long Beach had a good, usually California teams got a pretty good one too,
right? You have strong regions. You have the Southeast that's usually really good, the Southwest that's usually really good, and the West. Those three teams get a lot of sunshine. They can play baseball all year round. They have a little bit, they have some advantages.
And you didn't have any controversies this year, did you? Do you remember that in New York? They had the guy who was 14 years old, and they kind of fudged his certificate or something. You didn't have any controversies this year, did you?
No. I think the system of verifying where you're from changed when Danny Almonte did what he did.
Almonte, that's what it was, yeah.
There's a lot of crazy story, the coach of Metro – Bob Laterza, he got eliminated by Danny Almonte's team and, the New York State or section or something. So he made the Little League World Series this year and it was kind of a coming of age thing of finally I get my chance. It's been, however long it was, I think it was that would be 01 or 02. So it's been 20 years. Yeah. He felt like he got.
Do you have any aspirations of getting to the next level?
I've got two more sons. I've got a 10-year-old son and eight, and a newly 9-year-old son just turned 9 today. So I still want to coach them. No one's asked me anything, and molding and getting 12-year-old minds to become a team is a lot easier than 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Those are men. Those kids are already. They think they're the one, and to tell them to do a job to win a game, that might be harder to be said than done.
Jonathan, is there a story? You see the glamour, and you see on ESPN and all that great stuff that we get to see. But take us behind the scenes. Give us a story or something that touched your team, your hearts, your minds. Is there something that just stands out where you're like, wow?
And we got one quick minute for that one. Go ahead.
The biggest story to us was we're in the Southeast Regional and we play a team from North Carolina, Greenville, North Carolina, and that team gets eliminated on the way home. That coach has a cardiac arrest and passes away. So that stuck with our team. We put green hearts on our helmets after that. We put green hearts on our helmets in the Little League World Series. That man's gonna live with us forever because he's a part of this, and we put green hearts on our helmets. We will never forget Greenville and Rainey Stions, because we might not do what we did if we didn't have him watching over us and making sure that we honored him.
Wow, that really special. Jonathan Anderson, Little League Series winner this year. Guys, really quickly, last trivia question. Who was the last MVP American League to be a switch hitter? Who was the last American League MVP to be a switch hitter? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back with some closing comments. Don't press that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowd, our special guest, Jonathan Anderson, the winning coach of the Little League World Series for 2024 in Florida. All right. Who was the last American League MVP to be a switch hitter? This is a tough one, guys. It's not a player you would be thinking is a hitter. You ready? Vita Blue.
I was going to say that just for the hell.
Were you going to say that? I knew you were going to say
that. Just for the hell of it. Because it just sounds so random.
And he was another guy we lost this year. We lost so many. It was just really, really sad. All right. And Jonathan, thank you so much for being our guest. You ready for our thoughts for the day, guys? It's Russell's favorite part of the show. All right. Groucho Marx said, when you're in jail, a good friend will be trying to bail you out. A best friend will be in the cell next to you saying, dang, that was fun. And love is blind, but marriage is a real eye-opener. For all of us who are married, we can say that for sure. All right. That's why I told you this. That's why this is Russell's favorite part of the show. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Hey, Mary.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.